I'm going to talk about amenity ponds, but what I'm not going to talk about, this is going to be strictly from the water rights standpoint. I'm not going to talk about what other permits, maybe you need a 404 permit or something like that for your amenity pond. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm also not going to talk about whether or not amenity ponds are a good idea and whether or not what the policy is behind it. They already exist. They're being built at a rapid pace, I believe, in some places around Houston. So I'm not going to talk about that. So what is an amenity pond? Now, am I going the right direction? It's a small recreational lake. Basically, it's built for recreation or aesthetics. People like to put their houses around it and look out at a nice lake outside their house. If you've ever flown into, what's the airport in Houston, the one south of Houston? Anyway, the one Southwest Airways flies in, Hobby. You look out the window and you see it dotted everywhere with these subdivisions with all these amenity ponds in it. It's amazing. They're used often for drainage, maybe. They might be used for irrigation. Many times golf courses have these kinds of lakes that like to eat your golf balls and make golfers so happy. So what are some of the permitting issues with amenity ponds? Well, the first thing you need to think about when you're going to either convert an existing stock pond into an amenity pond, or you think you're going to construct one from the start, you need to think about where it's located. And why is that important? First of all, you need to know if that pond's going to be located on a state water course. And if it's not located on the state water course, do you intend to use state water to fill that pond? Do you intend to use groundwater to fill that pond?